So that again, let me repeat. Everybody agrees that the Torah was given on Shabbos. Everybody agrees that the Torah was supposed to be given the sixth day of Sivan, not the seventh day. Still, Rabbi Yossi says that the sixth day of Sivan was on a Friday, and Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem to postpone Matan Torah for one day. And postpone Matan Torah for one day, he felt that the people had needed another day to for a total purification before they received the Torah. And the Gemara says, this is one of the three things which Moshe Rabbeinu came to by himself to conclusions, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with him. And one was to postpone giving the Torah for one day. Now, it is, the halacha is passing like Rabbi Yossi, that the Torah was given on the seventh day of Sivan. Still, Shavuos is the sixth day of Sivan. The first day, Yom Tov, is the sixth day, and the second day is the seventh. And everybody is asking the kasha, we say, in Shmoneh Esrei, Zman Matan Terasenu, the time when the Torah was given, and it's a day earlier, the day ahead. So I think that Mogen Avraham says something very interesting. He says that since in Golos we have 2 days Yom Tov, both days become Zman Matan Terasenu. I think that's what the Mogen Avraham says. What I would like to share with you is this. We say in Shmoneh Esrei, we say, Moyadim l'simcho, chagim uzmanim l'sosei. Huh? Moyadim? How do we translate the word Moyadim? Appointed times, right? Or seasons. L'simcho. For joy. Chagim. Huh? Festivals or holidays, we'll find out. Uzmanim and times. L'sosein. For. Now what is sosein? Joy. And what is simcho? Huh? Yes, so it's fine. There's a synonym. There are fine. Simcha is a state of mind. A person who is satisfied with what he has. A person who feels fulfilled is a state of mind of simcha. And this could be constant. It's really natural. The Rebbeinu Sam has created us to be always the simcha. It's we are spoiling ourselves. We want too much. And you can see it. You can see this on children. You find children here in our families are almost always happy. You know, I lived 3 years already in Mattersdorf, and it's full of children. I haven't seen a fight yet. 3 years, I haven't seen a fight yet. in Chutz La'aretz, we haven't seen children that happy-minded. And the reason is because what he has is not enough. So he's always missing something. The child here, I think Torah life makes it, as Israel makes it. He is happy with what he has. He concentrates on what he has, not on what he has not. And he's more simple. Who is a wealthy man? The man who rejoices what he has. This is a constant state of mind. Sunshine is the kind of rejoicing when I am receiving something which I didn't have, and it's something good. Milo is called Sosin. Parents having given a gift of a new son. So that sensation of receiving a gift, that's Sosin. Huh? It says, Sosonichi alim rosecho kemoitzei sholol rot. David HaMelech said in Tilim, Sosonichi, I have Sosonichi alim rosecho on your sayings, on Torah, when I learn Torah, I have Sosonichi as finding great treasures. What is the meaning? The meaning is that in Torah, it says, B'chol yoyim v'yom yiyo b'necho kachadoshim. What we are learning is chidush, is new. We, each and every time we are getting something which we didn't have before. We are learning something which we didn't know before. So each and every time I'm getting new wealth. So therefore I have sosai. Is that clear what you say? Huh? Moyadim, the word moyed, you said appointed times, right? Huh? The word moyed means appointments. What's an appointment? An appointment is usually an appointed time for a meeting between two parties. Don't you say appointment? Huh? The Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, when you build the Ohel Moed, when you build the Mishkan, when I added the Lochishon, I will meet you there. Ohel Moed, the Mishkan was called Ohel Moed. The tent of meeting what was appointed to Moshe Rabbeinu to receive Torah, to meet up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the Ohel Moed. That was the Beis Hamikdash. That was the little feeling that we have when we come over to the Kotel Ma'arovi. We feel that we are coming to the place where Shekhinah was dwelling. Well, Shekhinah is dwelling even today. This is the Yomim Tovim HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. To have special times when He is coming closer to us and we are coming closer to Him. This is Moyadim. And this, it's not only Moyad. This is the time when we should realize it. But it says, Koroi v'Hashem l'chol koroi. We say it three times a day in Ashrei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to all who call on Him, those who call on Him sincerely. It means if somebody would ask me, how close is Hashem to me? The answer is, how close I am to Him, He's close to me. Korav Hashem l'chol korav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to all who call upon Him, l'chol asher yikruv v'emes, all I call Him, who call Him sincerely, who call Him truthfully.
So therefore, to realize the human being has been so created that he has that his feelings should be like waves, not one calm surface. So the Torah gave us times in the year when we should more realize what we have to realize constantly. Rabbi Shlomo Salanter Zichrono Livracha used to say that Elul is the month of preparing for Tshuva. Huh? He used to say, a person, the entire year a person should be like Elul, but Elul still should be like Elul. That's what he meant to say. What Elul is reminding me is a reminder for the entire year. Over the time when it reminds you is Elul. The closeness to Hashem is constant. Korav Hashem l'chol korav. But the yont that comes to remind us, to make us conscious of that closeness. Therefore, the Moyadim are here l'simcho, for constant simcho. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to rejoice. Take a look, such a simple thing as food. Food is here for sustenance. Why did Rabbi Yisrael had to create that when I sustain myself, I should enjoy my food? There could have been another way for sustenance. The human being could have been created to be sustained by intravenous. He would offer. But Rabbi Yisrael wants us to rejoice. And it's very interesting. The closer people come to Torah and to Hashem, the more they enjoy, the more they enjoy their life. The more they enjoy each other. Vayichan Shomor neged Ohor. You know what Rashi says. The people camped facing the mountain. When they came to Matan Torah, and the people camped facing the mountain. So Rashi says it doesn't say Vayachanu, they camped, but it says Vayichan, it camped. Kulon, all of them, to ish echad, like one man, believe echad, with one heart. I think it's enough to say they were united, like one man. What does Rashi have to add with one heart? The answer is simple. Two people go into a partnership. They want to build up a business. Reuven and Shimon are building up a business. Nail manufacturing, they manufacture nails. They want nails. They want success. So Reuven is working up that the factory should be successful. Right. That Shimon should be a wealthy man and that Reuven should. Reuven works, that Reuven should be a successful man. Shimon works, that Shimon should be a successful man. But he worked as a shepherd, he worked like one man. Because they wouldn't cooperate with each other. They wouldn't coordinate with each other. Neither one would succeed. But it's not the lay effort, it's not the same heart. Each one has a different goal. Reuven's goal is Reuven, and Shimon's goal is Shimon. When you come to Matan Torah, it's not like this. When you come to Matan Torah, you are not just ke'ish echad. It's not just a coordination of an activity. It is a concern for each other. It comes close. I'll tell you, here in Eretz Yisrael, we have a beautiful feeling of feeling each other close to each other. You know that. And I always explain it to myself by that saying of Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. I don't know whether you heard of him. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, Zechayim Nebroche, it's already 50 years since he was Mitzvah. But he was the Rav and the great leader of the Yerushalayim community. And there is the story about the High Commissioner, who was Herbert Samuel at that time, a British Jew, who talks to the rabbi and says, "Rabbi, do you really expect all the Jews to come into that country? It's such a little, small country." He says, "Sir, have you ever heard a mother not having place in her home for all her children? And I am always being reminded of that reply, because I feel here we are at the mother's home. And so we feel the brotherhood. It brings us home. But it's more than that. In Torah we are in the father's home." Rashi says, "Where from do you learn that the relation between a Talmud and a Rebbe is a relation as between a son and a father?" Very interesting. There is such a relation. And this is only by Torah. A Rosh Yeshiva in Detroit tells me a story. There's an old man over there, Professor Levin, who was the head of a department for 50 years in Wayne University. He had the outside, and he came into the yeshiva to say kaddish. And then he talks to us through Rabbi Leibach, and he says to Rabbi Leibach, he says, "Rabbi, I feel like a lonely man." He's retired now. "I feel like a lonely man." So the yeshiva says to him, "Professor," he says, "how many students did you handle during your time at the university?" They tried figuring out, they come to a number of close to 30,000. And the Rosh Hashiva says to him, "Professor, 30,000 students, didn't any one of them invite you to his wedding?" Yeah. Could you imagine going to your chazan and not inviting your rabbi? Could it be such a thing? Huh? That relation of father and son is through Torah. And there is such a relation. And Rashi says, where from do we learn it? Rashi in Parshas with Hanan and the Parsha of Ahavta. And says, "Vishnan Tom Vanecho, teach it to your children." So Rashi says to your children, teach it to everyone, because everyone you teach will become your child. That's what Rashi says. How do you know? Boni Matem Lashem Alekechem, your children to the Rebbeinu. What creates that relation between you and Hashem, he says? Is Melamed Torah Lam Israel, it teaches you his Torah. We come close to that in Torah, we come to the father's house. So we lay lechon, there is concern for each other. And Baruch Hashem, what I am saying, you realize it, each and every one of you. That's the beauty of Torah. And that's the simcha, because the biggest simcha in life is yedidus, is friendship. People don't realize. But the biggest joy in life is to be a friend. Not to have friends. That's a mistake. To be a friend. I remember I was talking to a little boy, and he was very, very unhappy. He didn't make friends in Yeshiva Ketana. In Monsi. It was in Monsi. And he didn't make friends. I said, Do you want to have friends? He says, yes. I say, you'll never have friends. Says, why? Says, if you want to be a friend, you'll have plenty of friends. But if you want to have friends, you'll never have them. The joy is not having friends. The joy is being a friend. And the betrayer has that. That's the simcha of our life now, because Baruch Hu wants us to enjoy us. But then can chagim uzmanim l'sosim. Chagim, the word chagim, the Gemara says, is really, it means the chag during the time of the Beis Hamikdash, when all the korbanos of Yom Tov were brought. Chagigo, comes chagigo, and korbanos. We don't have it. We are responsible for it. Zmanim means that there are certain times where the Rebbein Shem gave a quality to that time which has special inspirations. There are times with special inspirations. Aser Shemitshuva have an inspiration for this. Shvuah has an inspiration for this. This is, now that inspiration is like a gift of Sosin. Now it seems that according to Rabbi Yossi, the natural time for giving the Torah was not Shabbos, was Friday. Why Friday? Because this is the day of the creation of the human being. And the completion of his creation is Matan Torah. The same as parents with children. The Gemara, the Braise is listing. Mishnah also listing the obligations that a father has for a son, for a child. Circumcises, he's of course born redeeming, teach him Torah, teach him a trade, marry him off. Yeah, that's what it is. That's the last year he said. Then there is also an opinion, teach him to swim. Huh? Yeah, and why? Because trade takes transportation and takes traveling. And at their time, traveling was only on one. Both. And both were not safe, a person has to not swim. So, those obligations are not separate obligations. This is a continuation of the mitzvah of Pur. The mitzvah of Pur Vu is perpetuation of the human race. Have children. And you should understand the Rebbein Shem has stated it's so perfect. Everything is so perfect. Everything is so planned. Daughter, you remember the other evening somebody was discussing evolution? Huh? It's so, the human body is so perfect. Now, and the human being is perfect. Do you know why people have fertility up to about middle age, too? Early middle age, and then fertility starts. You know why? Because children need parents to raise them. So therefore, children can be born only at a time when their parents have a life expectancy to raise them. If children would be born at a very old age, They would be born with the potential of being orphans. So it's so perfectly placed. Everything is perfect. So children need parents. What will the parents do? The parents will raise them. The parents will raise their character, their behavior. So the mitzvah of having children, the command, which is the first command in the Torah, the command of having children, is not having savages, is not having animals, not having beasts. And to make humans out of them, make people out of them. This is what is the parents' role. And that's why he makes him a full Jew by circumcision. He makes him a Jew by teaching him Torah. He makes him a noble person by teaching him a trade. And you lead him up to the time when he will take over. You marry him up. Now, what you had, he starts now. Yeah. So, therefore, being born doesn't mean yet the completion of a human being. Being raised as a human being. The same thing was for the entire human race. The human being was created on the sixth day of creation. But the completion of the human race was by giving the Torah. So therefore, it belongs to the sixth day. So the sixth day is the time for. Even the Torah was given on the seventh day, according to Rabbi Yossi. The Zman Matan Torah says, the natural time, and the time which has that inspiration of Kabbalah Satorah is already the sixth. And we can say the sixth, it's not the anniversary of the day when it was given. It is the day when, from the creation, was destined. And it has the inspiration of Matan Torah. Is that clear what I said? Huh? Something about learning. By the way, this is, you know, when somebody is called to the Torah, he makes a bracha before and a bracha after, right? The bracha before, Asher Bracha Banu Kalan, was selected us for on the nation and gave us his name, right? The bracha after, he gave us a Torah of truth and eternal life plenty. Why is that? The text of the bracha, what is the difference? You know what the difference is? Before I had learned, I cannot describe that. Before I had learned, I can realize that it must probably be something good. But describe, I don't know. After learning Torah, I realize. After learning Torah, I'll tell you, I remember years ago, a young boy came to me, he was learning in Paris in a Kol Rabbinic. Kol Rabbinic was under the influence of so-called scientific approach. I will not describe it to you, but it's they know not. Okay. It's a pity. I have met so many people who come to Jerusalem and they want something about Jewish guys and they go to universities. So all I can tell you, tell them that they can understand. In the university, you look into being a Jew through a window. You are seeing an outsider, and you look into a window. You will never realize what it is unless you are an insider. This people can understand. But who understands that they give us... Yeah, I know children are curious machines. I was a kid. We used to take apart the batches. Just take apart. Music guitar. Take apart. If you are skilled enough, you can put together. But if you'll take apart a living thing, you can never put it together because it's there. If you try to take apart the Torah scientifically, you kill it. If you take the life out, there is nothing to build together. As a matter of fact, I have such a suspicion on the Havdol and another field too, on modern psychology. I think that takes the human being apart and they don't know how to put it together. Now that fellow comes to me and says he can't believe in presence. But Torah min ha-shamayim, that the Torah is of a divine origin, he cannot believe. I started shouting at him. I said, I'm horrid, ignorant, stupid, idiot. I called him names. So why do you call me names? How do I know? Huh? Yeah. I just called him names. I said, then why do you call me arrogant? So I said, I'll tell you why. How do I not put him in a smile? And I learn. And I find that everything I learn is deep and deeper and deeper and deeper. And I tend to get to the depth of it. I realize that it's not human wisdom. So, even if it's nobody ever told me it's Torah min ha-shamayim, but by learning it, I'm already convinced it's not human. It's not of a human origin. You have learned nothing in ignorance as you are. How do you know what Torah min ha-shamayim? That's what means it is. I say, I shall not some long a Torah sentence. The one who gave us a Torah which is true. There was no true. There is such a thing which doesn't exist in human mind. Because all we have in our learning, in our skills, we have approximations. And if somebody builds a bridge and he uses precision tools for all measurements and all calculations, are the calculations precise? They may be precise up to 1/1000th of an inch. And there is a certain safety margin, a safety. But precision does not exist in human brain. But on the other hand, there are the rabbis and associated that we can exist without precision. There is a relative precision. Is that correct what I said? You can build a jet plane. It's not precise. It's within the safety margin for that speed. Torah's emes means it is true. No safety margin. It is. Nobody can realize this who has not learned. How can you, when some, it's symbolic that when you are called to the Torah, you make the bracha as before you learned it. And the after bracha is after learning it. Before learning the Torah, how can you make a statement to Torah sense? You have to taste it. So you make a bracha, as a bracha, we have been selected, we have been given, and I can find that it's a tremendous treasure. I can find that there is no compensation of happy life as Torah life. I can find it. Does that compare? I can make a bracha, as a bracha born in the Quran. Selected. But to make a statement that is Torah's image, that statement I can make after learning. Tamu reu. Tamu, just have a taste. Only by having a taste you can see. What I want to tell you. There is a Ramban and a Rashi, which I would like to show you. Rashi at the beginning of Bereishis. At the beginning of Bereishis is something we can learn and we don't understand at all. The 6 days of creation, we don't understand, but we can learn. And then Rashi comes in over there and makes a statement and says, "Here, here, we say, 'Hamayim leyodei ferment in the midst of the world.'" And Rashi says, "It's exactly the same distance between the water below and the rakia, and from the rakia to the water above, it's exactly the same distance." Says, come to the conclusion, it's all tending by the word of Hashem. That's a statement in Rashi. Then comes the Ramban and says, that quotation in Rashi says, this is one of the most hidden things of the Torah. Don't expect me to explain it, the Ramban says. People who know it are not supposed to explain it. Says even more so myself, when a man makes a statement himself, as if he doesn't know it. Even if he would know it, he cannot explain it. Now, I'll tell you, there is one word which needs explanation, which there is no time tonight in your session, at one other evening, if you remind me. We can talk about it, that Sifre Torah. What's the meaning of hidden part? Why is it hidden? So, in short, I can tell you this. You don't teach logarithms to a kindergarten child. For him, it's not because the subject is hidden, because he's in kindergarten. There are In Torah, a person works himself up and up and up and up. Then what is hidden for him today will be open for him tomorrow. But the Ramban says that statement of Rashi, that Rashi is quoting, he says that's the most hidden part of it. Now, if that's true, why did Rashi quote? The answer is yes. It says that Torah nimshula lalech. Torah is compared to bread, food. What is the real function of food? The real function of food is sustenance of the system. And the sustenance is being done by an automatic chemical laboratory, which takes over. I just introduced the food to that laboratory, and the laboratory does the job of sustaining. This is exactly what it is. But while on the way to introducing the food to that laboratory, it passes by my mouth, I chew it, and I enjoy the taste of it. The chewing is preparing for the laboratory. The taste is something It's a gift given to us that we enjoy the taste. Somebody learns. A person learns to stick with it. Person learns to speak with him, and he thinks he understands. Does he really understand it? I will learn to speak with him, I will say I understand. If I believe I understand it, I am an idiot. Why? Rabbi Kveger learned the same thing from him. Do I imagine that Rabbi Kveger did not understand deeper than I understand? Says Koyla Hashem Bakoya, the Koyach is also Lechet Beyachot. Each every person understands Torah to his level. But what I understand is my level, but it doesn't mean I understand Torah. You know, I heard it. Somebody said it, and it's so clear. Says the Chumash is the most wonderful book that exists. You have children's books. Children are interested in reading children's books. An adult is boring for them. You have adult books. An adult person can read it. A child opens, he can make sense. You have scientific books. So people in that field makes to them sense. A person who is not in that field. Take a chumash. Say the child starts in cheder, 4 years old, 5 years old, to start learning. I had a little boy yesterday sang to me the blessings of Yaakov, how it blessed his children. Beautiful. The Vilna Goyen, we are told that at the age of 40, he stopped learning anything but chumash. But while learning chumash, he repeated everything, the entire Shas, the entire Yerushalmi, everything. It's such a wonderful thing that the same book fits to every level. And this is what we read. Kol Hashem Bakoya, the Torah is also Lechet Lechet, and comes down there, it comes to the level of teaching. Now, when I learn a thing, and I think I understand it, that's the taste of truth. The food itself, the strength of Torah which goes into my system, to the system of my neshama, goes in the entire endless insight of Torah comes in. And Lo'el Mabo, maybe at my Madrega I understand better. As a matter of fact, even in the way of education, the Goyim said that you teach children Torah on their level. When they'll grow up, they will understand the same thing on the adult level. So the same, if Torah goes into our system, when we'll grow out of that garment of ours, which is limiting our conception, we may have the full life. Also in levels, he said that Bo'el Mabo would also be different levels of understanding.